Building on Foundations for Eternal Life, Chapter 23, God, Genesis 1:1, WEB. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Psalm 14:1 and 53:1, ESV. The fool says in his heart, there is no God. End of verse. Having a correct understanding of God is important for developing correct understanding about many areas of life, including both natural things and supernatural things. In this chapter, we'll look at some common misunderstandings about God that we should avoid. A new section titled, No God, Naturalism. Clearly, this book is written with the understanding that God exists and that Scripture is a reliable source of information about God. Self-evident truths that support this viewpoint are discussed in the book Beneath Foundations for Eternal Life. Please refer to that book for a non-scriptural justification for belief in God and why Scripture is an important source of truth about God. When a fool says in his heart, there is no God, he is deceived. A new section titled, Many Gods, Polytheism. The existence of many supernatural beings is a viewpoint common to most religions that acknowledge the existence of a spiritual realm. This has already been discussed in the book Beneath Foundations for Eternal Life, Chapter 16, God or Gods. However, Scripture makes clear that there is one God who created all other spiritual beings and who is greater than all other spiritual beings. Scripture also makes clear that there are spiritual beings that are in rebellion against God, generally led by the devil. As previously discussed in Chapter 10, Spirits of Deception. Some religions, however, do not acknowledge the one God who created everything, and some religions appear to be following created spiritual beings as though they are self-existent gods. Scripture clearly speaks against this. Consider these verses. Acts 14:8-15, ESV. Now at Lystra there was a man sitting who could not use his feet. He was crippled from birth and had never walked. He listened to Paul speaking, and Paul, looking intently at him and seeing that he had faith to be made well, said in a loud voice, Stand upright on your feet! And he sprang up and began walking. And when the crowd saw what Paul had done, they lifted up their voices, saying in Lycaonian, The gods have come down to us in the likeness of men. Barnabas they called Zeus, and Paul Hermes, because he was the chief speaker. And the priest of Zeus, whose temple was at the entrance to the city, brought oxen and garlands to the gates and wanted to offer sacrifice with the crowds. But when the apostles Barnabas and Saul heard of it, they tore their garments and rushed out into the crowd, crying out, Men, why are you doing these things? We also are men, of like nature with you, and we bring you good news that you should turn from these vain things to a living God who made the heaven and the earth and the sea and all that is in them. 1 Corinthians 8:5-6, ESV. For although there may be so-called gods in heaven or on earth, as indeed there are many gods and many lords, yet for us there is one God, the Father, from whom are all things and for whom we exist, and one Lord, Jesus Christ, through whom are all things and through whom we exist. Ephesians 4:4-6, WEB. There is one body and one spirit, even as you also were called in one hope of your calling, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is over all and through all and in us all. 1 Timothy 2:5-6, NIV. For there is one God and one mediator between God and mankind, the man Christ Jesus, who gave himself as a ransom for all people. End of verses. We should take special note that the first two commands of the Ten Commandments deal with our relationship to other gods. Exodus 20:2-6, ESV. I am the Lord your God, who brought you out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of slavery. You shall have no other gods before me. You shall not make for yourself a carved image or any likeness of anything that is in heaven above, or that is in the earth beneath, or that is in the water under the earth. You shall not bow down to them or serve them, for I, the Lord your God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers on the children to the third and fourth generation of those who hate me, but showing steadfast love to thousands of those who love me and keep my commandments. End of verses. Polytheistic religions often encourage the making of idols or various images which represent other gods. Various forms of worship or service are promoted in relationship to these idols or images. However, God has prohibited the making of an idol or any kind of image to represent him. Moses further clarified this in Deuteronomy 4:15-19, NIV. You saw no form of any kind the day the Lord spoke to you at Horeb out of the fire. Therefore watch yourselves very carefully so that you do not become corrupt and make for yourselves an idol, an image of any shape, whether formed like a man or a woman, or like any animal on earth, or any bird that flies in the air, or like any creature that moves along the ground, or any fish in the waters below. And when you look up to the sky and see the sun, the moon, and the stars, all the heavenly array, do not be enticed into bowing down to them and worshiping things the Lord your God has apportioned to all the nations under heaven. End of verses. A new section titled, All is God, Pantheism. At the other extreme from saying there is no God are people who believe that everything is God. However, Scripture presents a much different viewpoint. The first verse in the Bible reads, Genesis 1:1 WEB, In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. End of verse. Here we see God as the creator of the universe, being self-existing prior to the creation of the heavens and the earth. Scripture is consistent in its portrayal of God as creator and as distinctly separate from what he has created. Clearly, a belief that all is God is not consistent with Scripture. A new section titled, God Not Personal. Some people claim that God is far off, not involved in people's lives, and frankly, rather indifferent about everything. This perspective is clearly shown to be false by these kinds of truths. Bullet point. For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish but have eternal life. John 3:16 WEB. Bullet point. Jesus, the Son of God, left heaven and came to earth, became a person, and lived among us. Bullet point. Jesus shed his blood and died for our sins so that we might be forgiven and be delivered from the power of sin. Bullet point. Jesus rose from the dead, proving his authority over death and bringing new life to all who follow him. Bullet point. Jesus poured out the Holy Spirit on his followers after ascending to heaven. Bullet point. Jesus said, If anyone is thirsty, let him come to me and drink. John 7:37 WEB. Bullet point. Jesus said, Are not two sparrows sold for a penny? And not one of them will fall to the ground apart from your Father. But even the hairs of your head are all numbered. Fear not, therefore, you are of more value than many sparrows. Matthew 10:29-31 ESV. Bullet point. Jesus said, Come to me, all you who labor and are heavily burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light. Matthew 11:28-30 WEB. A new section titled, God Not Good. Some people claim that God is not good, that he doesn't want what is best for us. This deception played a role in the first sin in the Garden of Eden. The serpent deceived Eve into doubting God's goodness by implying God had lied to her to keep good things from her. Genesis 3:4-5 WEB. You won't surely die, for God knows that in the day you eat it, your eyes will be opened, and you will be like God, knowing good and evil. End of verses. Consider what is perhaps the most repeated line in Scripture. 1 Chronicles 16:34, Psalm 106:1, 107:1, 118:1, 118:29, 136:1 WEB. Give thanks to Yahweh, for he is good, for his loving kindness endures forever. End of verse. Note, however, that God's goodness causes him to oppose unrighteousness. Those who reject God's ways will eventually experience God's righteous judgment. Consider these verses. Proverbs 10:29, NIV. The way of the Lord is a refuge for the blameless, but it is the ruin of those who do evil. Proverbs 10:30, NIV. The righteous will never be uprooted, but the wicked will not remain in the land. Psalm 34:15-16, WEB. Yahweh's eyes are toward the righteous. His ears listen to their cry. Yahweh's face is against those who do evil, to cut off the memory of them from the earth. James 4:6 and 1 Peter 5:5 ESV, God opposes the proud, but gives grace to the humble. End of verse. A new section titled, All Paths Lead to God. It is self-evident that different paths here on earth, both physical and metaphorical, lead to different locations or destinies. This has been discussed previously in the book Beneath Foundations for Eternal Life, chapters 8 and 9. The same is true in the spiritual realm. All paths do not lead to God. Consider Jesus' words in Matthew 7:13-14, W.E.B. Enter in by the narrow gate, for wide is the gate and broad is the way that leads to destruction, and many are those who enter in by it. How narrow is the gate and restricted is the way that leads to life. Few are those who find it. Matthew 7:21-23, W.E.B. Not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, will enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he who does the will of my Father who is in heaven. Many will tell me in that day, Lord, Lord, didn't we prophesy in your name, in your name cast out demons, and in your name do many mighty works? Then I will tell them, I never knew you. Depart from me, you who work iniquity. Matthew 25:31-34, ESV. When the Son of Man comes in his glory, and all the angels with him, then he will sit on his glorious throne. Before him will be gathered all the nations, and he will separate people one from another as a shepherd separates the sheep from the goats. He will place the sheep on his right, but the goats on the left. Then the king will say to those on his right, Come, you who are blessed by my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. Matthew 25:41, ESV. Then he will say to those on his left, Depart from me, you cursed, into the eternal fire prepared for the devil and his angels. End of verse. For further reflection, are your beliefs about God consistent with Scripture?